So welcome back, and after a little reflection in the break, I am going to, even though Melissa stole my thunder, I'm gonna go there anyway because I think it's a good topic, and I'm just kidding. It's really good to have a laugh and joke, and but also what we spoke about, all those things in that satsang are illustrating one particular thing that I really wanted to bring forward. All those questions and comments might seem as if they're about different things, random things to do with awakening, but they're really illustrating one thing in particular. And that is when we grab a hold of that, when we really get that, this one thing, it will be a lot easier in our awakening. And that really is accepting that despite what our mind says, our spiritual practice might actually already be working. We might be, without noticing or realizing consciously, already be quite deep into our awakening. And the reason why things are happening, the reason that we're giving to something happening, has to be checked out and looked at. So, in any situation, anything that happens in your life, mind will give that thing one particular meaning, and in reality, it often has a very different meaning, and especially in awakening. So, if we just look at the examples that came up in this previous satsang, the reason why we were talking before about having fun, the reason why I'm having a laugh and having a joke more often. If we ask our mind why that is, it'll say because you're avoiding doing your practice, spiritual practice, and you should be doing that. The self, the noumenon, would kind of say because life is supposed to be fun, and I'm finally getting into that. I'm really getting there. We were talking with Eric, and this feeling that was hanging around here. But if we ask mind why it isn't going, mind will probably say because you're not doing the right practice, or you're resisting it, or something. And the self would say, because there's something really here for you to look at, a really deep desire that wants to be birthed out, or is being birthed out of this experience that I'm having. Or what I really want is being shaped and molded by, clearer defined by what I'm experiencing. If, as we were saying in meditation, we're talking about meditation, all these thoughts are coming up. And I go into them completely. We could say, why, if we ask the mind why, why were there lots of thoughts during my meditation? Mind will say, because you're doing it wrong, obviously, because you're not getting your attention to stay completely on the self the whole time. The self would probably say something like, so that you can let go, all these thoughts are here, so you can let go more deeper into just being with what is. And if that is in this moment a lot of thoughts or a negative emotion, can you just surrender any attempts to change that and go into it? So anything that ever happens in your awakening, some negative emotion comes up, some karmic pattern plays, thoughts going around and around, same old experience happens in your life, not enough of something, too much of something else. And what determines in any moment how awakened you actually are living as is the reason why it's happening that you're ascribing to it. So, for a long time after my awakening had deeply taken root, I mentioned this before, I was still running towards some future where I was even more awakened than I am now, or something like that, as if that's possible. But my body and mind might be feeling more of what I want to feel, is the bottom line there. But again, noticing this tendency to want to run towards something and away from this moment as it is now. When I looked at why that was happening, there is two reasons. There was one reason my mind said, one reason the self said. When I looked at why an emotion was coming up, my mind said, this same old fear is here again because you haven't dealt with this karmic pattern. It's still coming up. You're doing something wrong. And the self, if it was going to speak, it would say something like, it's here because it's here. It's here for me to embrace it more. It's here because it is my creation, my unconscious creation, this fear has arisen out of me. So moment by moment, I had to go through this shift of understanding why something was happening, really, instead of what my mind was saying. Because if I'm going with the same old reason, which is usually some kind of self-criticism, isn't it, that mind comes up with, the reason why you're not doing it right, reason why you'll never be worthy or never wake up or never be free or never feel peaceful or fill in the blank, then these golden moments of opportunity are happening and we can't maximize on them, we can't use them completely. So recognizing that at any moment there are the reasons why my mind says something is happening, and we go to these out of a sense of loyalty, and there is the real reason why it's happening. So I'm going along and I'm quite peaceful, and then I meet someone I haven't seen in a while, and we get into an argument, and I get very angry. And my mind says, you know, that's because you're still in illusion. You shouldn't be doing that, et cetera, et cetera. But I could rephrase that, couldn't I? I could say, well, it's because I'm given an opportunity to get clear on what I do want. It's because I'm being given an opportunity to get more intimate with my anger, to accept it on an even deeper level than I have before, because there isn't really any end point to that. And it's because I feel ready to face this person maybe now and be with them in this moment and work this through. And over again, I noticed my attention went to the reason that my mind gave me. And when I actually really looked, and I had to really look, like really, really look, and some people had to really prod me into this, because I was determined not to see just how far my awakening had deepened and how much I was already living as I was trying to be. Without realizing, I was so focused on these reasons why, because I'm not good enough, because I'm not there yet, et cetera, et cetera. And my life outside of that, of this kind of blinkered view, had actually become quite nice, peaceful, blissful, with a sense of acceptance. There was, I wasn't noticing any of this though. If you'd have asked me how it was going, I would have told you a very different story. And it was only when enough people actually said in 1 week, actually, it was like life was determined to show me you are living a totally different life and awakening from what you think is going on. And in 1 week, all these people said, you know, what you've just said really isn't true. Like, you're really not living like that. You went through this thing and didn't get upset like you used to. And you ran out of that thing, and there wasn't any self-blame. And, you know, and there was so many examples. But, and I'm saying this because this is happening in your life right now. You are already much deeper into your awakening than you will let yourself recognize. And this kind of segues into another definition for me of awakening, of peace. And for me, that is love. Love is always nurturing and encouraging and including and allowing. So if we can be more like this in our life now, what does that look like in action? Love in action in our awakening is, well, for me, it was a determination to see how things already were for me, a willingness to even doubt that where I thought I was in my awakening was completely untrue. And a willingness to doubt that and see, I'm determined to see what's actually going on. And I know it sounds crazy that you can be very, very awakened and not notice, but you know, that happens. At least once a week, I end up having a conversation with someone, and I have to apply this to myself, as I was saying, to kind of reorient them to see, as we were just talking about in the satsang, that they're actually really beginning to live this. And perhaps only because attention has been on these mind's reasons why, that we're not noticing that. So here's an opportunity, an invitation to reframe your why. Why is this emotion coming up? Not mind's why. Why is this happening again? The self's why. Why is this happening, actually? What is this about, really, on the deepest level? Is this just same old fear that I haven't fully dealt with still because I can't quite get it and I'm not hearing what the teaching is and it's not working for me? Or is it, here's an opportunity to embrace fear from the population as a whole and help transmute it? So there's two very different things here. One is what your mind thinks is happening, and the other one is what's actually going on. And they couldn't be further apart. And if we're determined to go with what our mind thinks is happening, just only out of habit, then we'll go around in this endless cycle of what resisting what is and feeling terrible. What if we just kind of accepted right now that for the rest of this body's existence, your body's existence, there might be some negative emotions that come up, some experiences that you don't like or want, some thoughts that you'd rather not be thinking. But accepting that that may happen forever, but the reason why it's happening might be a golden spiritual opportunity. So I'm feeling this feeling when I'm watching this thing go on in the supermarket because I'm trying to give birth to something here, some deep desire for a different kind of world than I'm looking at right now. Not that this one's bad or wrong. I don't want to go there. But then I'm feeling this for a reason, that I'm able in this moment already as the self, that we all already are, to use this in a very powerful way. What if these were opportunities? These were golden moments. They don't feel good, but they are nonetheless opportunities to really, really make a difference in someone's life. First of all, your own. What if your reason for existence then became to have as much fun as possible and help as many people along the way, rather than the mind's kind of reason for existence, which is to get to some end point where I'll feel better than I do now? When it comes to see, I only feel the way I do now because I'm listening to my mind's reasons why. I don't want to make mind into some evil thing. It's just very limited and it cannot perceive the real reason why. It's not that it won't, it's incapable of. It's like expecting your laptop or your mobile phone to perceive reality. It's a machine, it's a computer. It works in duality. It analyzes and sorts into two, wanted, not wanted, good, bad, all of that. It cannot perceive reality. And most of all, it will always be singing the same song that you're not there yet. And that's the reason why this emotion's come up or something. Some of the most negative emotions I've ever felt in terms of low frequency, like shame and apathy, and some of the strongest in terms of intensity and the amount of time they lasted for, were because I was denying this deep, deep desire that was coming, asking for recognition so that it could come and actually end up as my life. It's already in process, in progress, and my job is to feel it, to focus on what I do want. And when I do that as an awakened being, and we all are, and I mean everyone here, somebody's mind somewhere will be saying, yeah, but not me, I'm not there yet. Well, there it is right there, right there. Am I willing to doubt that, just that one thing? Can I doubt the doubter, actually? And what if right now, a total 180 on what I think is happening is actually going on? But if all that is happening now is an opportunity, and an opportunity to deepen my embodiment, my recognition, my presence, and then beginning to do that with other bodies. I can notice what somebody else is feeling if I want to, and inquire into the truth of that feeling for them without them even knowing. I can question whether they're a separate being, also help them. And I had so much resistance to what I'm saying here because of this very, the momentum of this freight train of trying to get to something. And my mind was absolutely sure it would know what awakening looks like when I got there. And it was absolutely sure it didn't look like how my life was right then. Two things it was certain of. I had to come to accept and understand that it would never be able to see when I had arrived, because I arrived so long ago that, you know, I never even left, actually. This is putting the brakes on here. This is the putting the brakes on and increase, you know, bringing that momentum to a stop. It stops in any moment. That freight train of habit of going with the illusion stops in any moment when you ask why, with an openness, not mind's why is this happening actually? I'm not just going to go with the same old tired excuse that's some kind of diminishment of myself and my spiritual capabilities. I'm willing to entertain the idea and deeply be willing to see if it's so already, then I might be much, much deeper into this and further ahead than I don't even like that term further ahead because it suggests somewhere to go, but you know what I mean. Then I've actually accepted about myself before. When I actually stopped and made a determined effort, I know that sounds paradoxical, stopping and making an effort, but I was determined to see what was actually going on in my life. And there are experiences happening that happened before, and I wasn't suffering through them. There were emotions coming up that come up before, and I wasn't resisting them. It was mind doing its thing, and I wasn't pushing it away at all. When I actually looked at what was really happening, what I found was something quite amazing. And it might be your time to see that you're actually already living as a sage. I know as I say that, mind's going to go, that's ridiculous, not me. But there's the very momentum of energy that's going to keep you traveling. As Sayuma said, it's really not arrogant to admit the truth. I'm feeling a lot more peace. I'm resisting a lot less. I'm not beating myself up where I still do resist. I'm not judging the judging. All the things that we've said, I'm working consciously with my desires instead of staying focused on what I don't want a lot more often now. Whether you recognize that or not, it is happening. It can't be otherwise. When the self, the infinite self, this that creates and sustains the whole cosmos, when it wants to wake up and live like that, it will. Nothing can stop it because there is nothing other than it. Even if there was, that self that you are is infinitely powerful. If it can create a gas giant and a supernova and a black hole and a blizzard and an earthquake and a thunderstorm and a planet with no more effort than it's creating thoughts, does it really stand up in our scrutiny that it's not going to wake up and see itself clearly in the human form? Really? Can that actually be what's happening? That you're really not getting it? Or is there something else fundamentally going on? And there's a choice then, determination of fire built within me to kind of stop and actually look at what was happening rather than think I know. And I was so utterly wrong, so gloriously wrong, so completely missing what my life actually was. And it wasn't an overnight thing. It took me a good 3 or 4 months to really see that I might already be living the life I want to live, spiritually at least. That everything else that wasn't how I wanted it to be in my outer world, my relationships, etc., was in the process, at least, of changing. And it would continue, and it would continue faster, changing into what I do want. As I am more and more determined to see what's actually happening, it was astonishing to me that I was still so deluded, even at that point. When anyone else would have looked at my life and say, you're a very awakened being, and I was determined to see the opposite. Therefore, I blocked out everything else that disagreed with this idea, such as our power. And I really would like you to let this into your heart. I'm talking a lot with my hands today, so I'm kind of, when I really mean it, that's what happens. Will you let this in, this possibility? Will you really hear it today? Will you, for a moment, be willing to accept you might be where I am, rather than wanting to get to where I am? Or whoever your favorite teacher is and teaching, or all of them, or all the great revered saints and sages, and everyone that we would aspire to be like, all of our worldly heroes too. And there can be in a moment just a shifting, and maybe it's happening now for you. There can be this shifting to a determination to get off the hamster wheel, and to just sit down in reality and be willing to be utterly wrong about this. Could that be already so? At some point, you're going to have to look at this. I might already be there. I might have never left, actually. How long that time is between when you accept what I'm saying here and actually really look is up to you. But, now's a good time. I mean, if we just take a look at what's happening, you're spending your Sunday, well, afternoon here, in a satsang intensive, instead of doing countless other things that you could be doing. Your whole life is oriented around truth already. And that is kind of remarkable, isn't it? Does it really make any sense then that isn't bearing any fruit? And you can look at the amount of emotions that come up and the amount of resistance you're feeling and point to that as evidence that it isn't working. Or you can be determined to see what's actually happening, that you're so open, that you're so free, that you've seen so clearly. And I don't mean a big aha moment where I suddenly start sobbing and laughing and rolling around on the floor, that I am the self. I mean, so gradually that I haven't even noticed, little by little, little seeing after little seeing, deeper, 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 so gradual that I haven't noticed that I'm living in a very profound way. It was really embarrassing when I finally saw, like, I actually hit awakening years ago and I've been run straight past it. It was also kind of hilarious. And it was a lot of relief and a good deal of embarrassment in a good way. And a deeper appreciation for how my mind would never see the truth, that I could have carried on listening to it forever. Where would you even be hearing these words if you weren't already really, really awakened? Does it make any sense at all that you could be vibrationally aligned with me in this intensive and be really, really unawakened? It doesn't really matter how much more emotion we've got to process or how much we're still resisting resistance. What makes you awakened is really your attitude in this moment. I'm willing to see reality, also known as me, my life right now. I'm willing to take this on board. And I'm saying this because this was the longest part of my awakening. Once I figured out about self-inquiry, we're going to do next, and I figured about contemplation, how to be within emotion and not resist it, and all of that. Most of the work was done. I was just rowing with these two oars. What, you know, seeing, being, and on and on it went. And I was determined never to reach the shore, like the other side. It was like, I need to stay in this boat. I'm not there yet. And it actually stopped. I'm sitting in the boat on the grass, on the land, been there for quite some time, still doing this. It's kind of funny now, it wasn't at the time. So I really hope that I'm inspiring you to take a deeper look. And if you find this hard to do with yourself, that's totally normal. Maybe find a friend who's in either in these teachings or awakening in general, and ask them to give you some honest self-reflection. Like, last time I had this argument with this person, did I hold on to it as long, or did I let it go quicker? Last time I felt a lot of fear, did I berate myself about it or not? But they'll give you honest self-reflection of what's really going on for you, rather than, because, you know, if you're determined to keep running, your mind will find reasons why, or rowing in this analogy, mixing my metaphors, but could it be so very different to how you think? Could it be that the one thing you want more than anything has already occurred? And it isn't wrong, and it isn't going to make you complacent to stop and actually look and see. It isn't something going terribly bad to take your foot off the gas and be willing to be wrong about this. Any moment you can choose that. Why is this actually going on? Is it because I haven't come to the end of my seeking, or is it because the self wants to do something powerful with this desire, this emotion, these thoughts? You can go on forever running right past, running laps around awakening, back, and I've done it, been there. Olympic gold medalist at running right past awakening, as we all are. And believe it or not, you might find this kind of weird, but as a teacher, I spend at least half of my time telling people this in various different ways, in the way that they can hear it. Like, you're already at where you're trying to get to because of this one overriding momentum, this habit, whatever we want to call it. How to do this? Just a willingness, that's all. Just a willingness. I'm really, really willing to be very, very wrong here, for it to be the best thing that's ever happened to me. Find I'm utterly wrong. It's easy to look at where your mind is, where your body is, what's going on in your life, and conclude that you're not the Buddha yet. That's an endless cycle. At some point, the Buddha had to say, I am that, even now, even as my life is, even right now, before anything changes. And you can spend most of your day in peace and feel fear for 20 minutes. What will your mind remember out of that whole day? 20 minutes. You can spend 10 hours totally being with some emotion in a deep and rich, intimate way, and your mind will remember the one moment that you pushed it away. That's what it does. It's looking for reasons to keep going. Or you could just step off of that and see what's actually happening. Because I can tell you, it's something very different. When I look at you all, I don't see students, seekers, halfway there things. I just like, it is, you are that already. So if that doesn't convince you, I don't know what to do. So just a willingness. Like, sometimes it's really bad to be wrong in school as a child when you put your hand up and you have the wrong answer. Here, it's the most sublime thing to be wrong. And it's just so exquisitely joyful. I'm free. I've always been free, and I'm now willing to see how free I actually am already.